I made the discovery that my girlfriend is drugging me when she gets annoyed with me.
She's drugging you?
Yep.
Oh, that's scary. That's like the stuff out of movies, man.
Yeah. Oof.
Tell me about it.
What precipitated this?
It happened over the holidays, a lot, actually. I mean, we've been having some tense moments during this quarantine, especially over the holidays. And we got into this one stupid fight where she knows she was flat out wrong. Like, stubborn, dig her heels, and refuse to admit the truth kind of wrong.
Oh, and I bet you just pushed, and...
Yeah, I was trying to stand up for my, you know, what was right and what I believe in, you know?
Yeah.
It all started because she would never admit that her dad is an alcoholic and an addict, and he takes advantage of us all the time.
Oh, that's personal. So, yeah, I can see why it's hard to admit that.
I mean, I can sympathize with her, but...
But if you're being taken advantage of, it's like, hello, you got to wake up and see what your dad's doing. This is not okay. Come on.
Yeah, like, we shouldn't be getting taken advantage of because of this.
Yeah.
Here's the kicker. Instead of actually having this conversation and admitting to it, she decided to grind up Benadryl and add it to my smoothie and knock me out for the afternoon. And she did this 2 days in a row.
That's pretty psycho.
Oh, that's next level psycho.
Oh.
Tell me about it. And I told her later that I couldn't believe how sleepy I had been getting in the middle of the day. You know, she just kind of like brushed it off, shrugged it off like it was no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Then we drove her parents against my wishes, you know, as you can imagine. And she did it again. It's a 6-hour drive that apparently she wasn't willing to do together. So she drugged me again. And that was on Christmas Eve.
Now, I've always thought that maybe parents would do that with unruly children in the backseat, you know, like a little Benadryl just to get to grandma's house. But
well, it's just a little light Benadryl, but I mean, this is a little extreme.
Yeah, no kidding.
And how did you find this out? Did she admit to it?
Well, it wasn't until last week that she fully admitted, and she kind of just like slid it out there just by saying it was nice to, quote unquote, put me down when I get out of hand.
Oh, it's like you're an animal.
Yeah, well, she's not killing him when you put an animal down. That's a little different.
I mean, but that's how she's treating him.
Wow.
She thinks it's good for the both of us because I get upset and I need to calm down and she gets a break from me. I mean, how is that even remotely okay?
Yeah, it's not. I don't think anyone's going to be like, well, you know what? I kind of get it. Keith's kind of annoying, so...
Right? I mean, if I was the one drugging her because she was nagging too much, I would be called all sorts of...
Oh. Totally. Oh, I can't even imagine. You're right. Yeah. This is kind of a red flag, I would say.
Huge red flag. I mean, if she's capable of drugging me when we disagree, I mean, what would she do if something serious happened in our relationship or marriage, even, you know, if that ever happened down the road?
The condescending tone of saying, oh, I put you down, and it was nice for all of us, am I right? Up top.
You know, it almost feels like she should come with a warning label for anyone in the future may drug you if things get out of hand. You know what I mean?
Just don't ever have Benadryl on hand.
That would have been nice.
Yeah, no kidding. So, moving forward, how are you feeling about things? I mean, obviously, you've talked about how this is not okay. You've told her you can't do this, and how did she react to that?
Of course she blew up, you know, wasn't going to admit to that either. I feel like I'm kind of at a crossroads, you know, like, what do I do? We've been together, you know, for like about 7-8 months now.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You no longer accept anything she makes you.
Yeah, who's going to say it? Would you just get in a fight the other day? And she's like, how about some hot apple cider?
It's like going to Mexico. You always check the seal of the bottle of water to make sure it hasn't been opened first.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I'm just deciding whether or not I want to go forward with the relationship at all at this point. It's frightening.
I mean... Maybe she just needs to learn her lesson, and, you know, you're a good teacher. You're very patient. At least that's how you come off to me. I don't know. Maybe we should be taking this to the next level and reporting her to someone. I don't know. I know we'll have lots of feedback from listeners, though, if you'd like to hold on.
Yeah, please.
Dan's in Burnsville. What do you say on Love Him or List Him? What does he do?
Oh, I think he has to list her.
And why is that, Dan?
I think that maybe, just... He should raise his standards just a step above drugs me when I get out of hand.
You're a smart man.
My wife and I were listening to this on the radio, and we looked at each other and we were like, do we forget what it's like to be single? Like the desperation of just finding one decent person? Like, you know, this guy needs to aim a little bit higher than wondering in the morning whether or not his smoothie is going to help him get ready for a workout or send him right back into the bed.
Yeah, that's a good point. But it is tough, you know, dating, you know, Dan, you've probably been married for a while now, and so you have forgotten. This is what it's like.
Exactly, yeah, and I feel for him.
Maybe, you know, maybe she just needs a little slap on the wrist to be like, no, no, no. We don't drug our loved ones. You know,
I think you should have to tell somebody that.
This is a learning opportunity. He's like, other than the drugging, she's really great.
Right. Fantastic.
I would be surprised if he, like, I don't know. I feel like a slap on the wrist is going to be a little bit too light. Like, he said that she brought him over to her parents' house on Christmas Eve. Like, I'm wondering, like, did the family notice? Did he bring it up? And the dad was just like, yeah, no, she does that from time to time. We did that, actually, almost throughout her entire teenage year. She was a real handful. I'm surprised you're letting her stay awake. Like, this just feels like a real problem and doesn't set anybody up for success. So I would say, list the girlfriend, get on a dating app, just raise your standards a little bit. I would say that a couple more years of being single is worth not being married to that disaster.
All right, Keith, that's some solid advice from Dan in Burnsville. Thank you. Kristen's in Bloomington. What do you think he should do here?
Oh, my gosh. I actually fear for his life. I was listening to this story, having a panic attack on his behalf. It's serious. I worked in the healthcare field, and you see overdoses, and you see all these things that are done by an individual to themselves, but to have someone else do this to him, it's dangerous. He should press charges. He should run.
Seriously.
It's a strong list.
So what if it's just an innocent mistake? Like, what if she really isn't a horrible person? She just heard it from a friend. You know what you should do is grind up some Benadryl. That'll shut him up. You know what I mean? Is it beyond repairable?
It is beyond repairable.
Okay.
I mean, if she's willing to do this just to avoid conflict, what other personality problems does she have?
Mm-hmm.
If she thinks she can control a situation by putting the other person down, so to speak, that speaks to personality disorder, and that speaks to get the heck out of there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, especially with how giddy she is when he woke up. Like, gosh, thank gosh we avoided those fights because you were just a bear.
Yeah. Is it concerning now, Kristen, to find out that she also is boiling rabbits on the stove?
Yeah. If she goes out and shoots the squirrels for dinner, I'd say let's kind of hang up that relationship.
Yeah, time to maybe change your name and move to a new state.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thank you, Kristen. Appreciate it. Some of the texts we're getting. What if next time it's not Benadryl? She's crazy. What would she do to babies or kids?
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
Oh, don't have kids with her, ever.
She's going to step up to poisoning and killing someone at some point. He not only needs to list, he needs to report. Oh, boy, we've never had Love List or Report.
Oh.
No, it's an all-new feature.
Whoa, hey, we just changed the name. It's Love Them, List Them, or Report Them.
Yeah, it's a Report Them today.
It is a Report Them, clearly. I mean, the text, oh, hell no, list is psycho immediately. Run as fast as you can. OMG, what if they have kids? She's crazy. If you're fighting that much 7 to 8 months into your relationship, do yourself a favor and call it quits.
Yeah. You should still be in the honeymoon phase.
Right?
Well, even out of the honeymoon phase in a healthy, happy relationship, you don't fight that much.
No.
Bro, drop this black widow in training like a bad habit before she switches out Benadryl for arsenic.
Oh.
She's abusing you in a way. She is nuts with a capital N.
Okay.
So you're saying give her a chance.
Totally. She's a great girlfriend.
All right. Well, hopefully Keith is taking your advice and maybe we can do an update. Hopefully it's an easy update. Yeah, I left her. Everything's good.
Well, Yay. Hopefully you left her, so there is an update.
Yeah, right?